This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can Skype in as well if you want to join us there. Skype username is lrn.fm. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line chat room, which allows you to, again, get on the air with us and sound like you are sitting in the studio right here with us. It really does sound pretty darn good over there on Discord and also Skype. And again, discord.lrn.fm will get you there. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. For those of you just tuning in, we spent the last hour talking about empathy, and Melanie has a book called Against Empathy, The Case for Rational Compassion by Paul Bloom. And we just got, after basically an hour of discussion, got to an interesting discrepancy between types of empathy as indicated by Bloom. He mentioned something called
cognitive and emotional.
Emotional empathy and cognitive empathy.
And emotional is what people are talking about when they say empathy in, like, regular lay language.
Okay, because that's what I wanted to learn a little bit more about, because he said he was okay with cognitive empathy, but not with emotional empathy. And those were, for me at least, new terms.
Okay, so when we go to the checkpoints and there's people yelling at the cops, I cognitively understand that the cops are annoyed.
Yeah.
But I give zero cares.
Bleeps.
Yeah, okay.
That is cognitive empathy, which is not what anyone means when they say empathy, because no one in their right mind is going to say, except for a researcher doing a very detailed paper, is going to say that I have empathy for those cops, because I do not. But the people who get pulled over, who the cop pulled in front of them and they couldn't turn quick enough without getting pulled over for turning illegally and have to end up going to the checkpoint, and maybe they have a car looks like it might not pass inspection or something like that. Those people I feel bad for. I did everything I could do to help them, and it didn't work in that case. That's what he would call emotional empathy, although I'm not sure that I necessarily have it as much as people who might brag about having it.
Okay, so there was a little bit more to your story, and I have an article here about emotional and cognitive empathy, because, you know, the way you're describing cognitive empathy makes more sense to me. I probably am more likely to engage in that than emotional empathy, meaning that I can put myself in that person's shoes, but, you know, that doesn't mean that I'm that person or owned by that person or that I have to make the same decisions that person
And I don't think anybody other than Melanie and maybe that psychologist guy thinks that that's what empathy actually means. Of to where you are actually, you know, embodying that other person.
Well, no, you're not embodying them, but you're having feels about it.
We'll get into that here in a moment. But you said there was a little bit more to your story.
Yeah, there's just one other paragraph I wanted to. Yeah, so then he talked about how, you know, it doesn't help the person, empathy in and of itself, without action, and it can actually burn you out and cause you to be less helpful if you have empathy or too much of it. But this last paragraph...
Sure, if you don't take action, then you're useless.
Right, or if you do, empathy can contribute to burnout. But then this last paragraph, what about aggressive behavior more generally? Are more aggressive people less empathetic? Even I, as a skeptic, would imagine that there is some substantive relationship between empathy and aggression, since presumably someone with a great deal of empathy would find it unpleasant to cause pain in others.
Mm-hmm.
But a recent review summarizing data from all available studies of the relationship between empathy and aggression reaches a different conclusion. The authors of the non, in brackets, relation between empathy and aggression, surprising results from a meta-analysis, report that only 1% of the variation in aggression is accounted for by empathy. This means if you want to predict how aggressive a person is and you have access to an enormous amount of information about that person, including psychiatric interviews, pen and paper tests, criminal records and brain scans, the last thing you would bother to look at would be measures of that person's empathy. Finally, one decisive test of the low of the low empathy makes bad people theory would be to study a group of people who lack empathy but also lack the other traits associated with sociopathy. Such individuals do exist. Breyer and Conan notes...
People who lack empathy but also lack sociopathic traits.
Yes. Such individuals do exist.
Because generally a person who is a sociopath also doesn't have empathy.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Psychopaths also don't have empathy.
Right. Baron Conan notes that people with Asperger's syndrome and autism typically have low cognitive empathy. They struggle to understand the minds of others and have low emotional empathy as well.
Ah, okay.
As with sociopaths, there is controversy about whether they are incapable of empathy or choose not to deploy it. Despite their empathy defect, such people show no propensity for exploitation and violence. Indeed, they often have strong moral codes and are more likely to be victims of cruelty than perpetrators.
Wait, they're saying sociopaths have strong moral codes?
People lacking empathy who...
And lacking the sociopathic tendencies.
Yes.
Okay. So... let's get into this emotional empathy and cognitive empathy because it seems like an interesting discrepancy, and I want to explore it a little more. I've not heard of these terms before, but they're not unfamiliar to Chris Allen Thomas, writing over at Teleos Leaders, the Teleos Leadership Institute. He says, empathy is the ability of people to recognize and respond to the emotions of others. It's the foundation of both sympathy and compassion.
Oh, I need to correct that. I was saying sociopathy. I meant psychopathy.
Okay. I mean, there's a difference, but they're kind of, in my mind, just different levels of degree. But without empathy, he says, sympathy and compassion are more likely to be inaccurate and may lead to increased friction and resentment. This is because the individuals who are the targets of sympathy or compassion have heightened sensitivity to actions that are not based on empathetic understanding. They may feel that actions such as an act of charity or a compassionate word are degrading forms of pity if they are not based on an attempt at understanding the recipient's reality. Compassion, he says, real compassion, is empathy put into action. Being that there's a difference between feeling how somebody else might feel and doing nothing, and feeling how somebody else might feel and taking an action after that. In leadership literature, empathy is an ability to recognize a broad spectrum of emotional signals, allowing leaders to feel the unspoken emotions of other individuals or groups. For this reason, empathetic leaders are capable of working with individuals from diverse personal and cultural backgrounds. Empathy provides a foundation for guiding our behaviors toward others. There are two distinct kinds of empathy in the human experience. There is emotional empathy and cognitive empathy. First, emotional empathy, also called affective empathy or primitive empathy, is the subjective state resulting from emotional contagion. It is our automatic drive to respond appropriately to another's emotions. This kind of empathy happens automatically and often unconsciously. It has also been referred to as the vicarious sharing of emotions. Whereas cognitive empathy is the largely conscious drive to recognize accurately and understand another's emotional state. Sometimes we call this kind of empathy perspective taking. So when I think about empathy and how it applies in my life and my experience, I definitely tend towards cognitive empathy.
Yeah, I think that that's abnormal, though, based on what I know about
you. It could very well be. Could very well be. You're saying it's abnormal to be cognitively empathetic instead of emotionally empathetic.
When most people say empathy, what they're talking about is emotional empathy.
What do you think, Daryl?
I don't know what most people think. But I actually happened to stumble on an article not too long ago where 23andMe has tried to find out if empathy might be in the genes.
Really?
Yeah, so I've got an article about that, but I want to have you finish up yours first.
I mean, but when you think about empathy and, you know, your experience with it, is it more of a cognitive empathy that you experience or a emotional empathy?
It depends on the circumstance. You know, mm-hmm. So if I hear about, oh, there's, you know, somebody 1,000 miles away that had this thing and they need X, well, I might not be able to act upon the thing. So then it would be cognitive. If it's something that I can act upon, then, you know, maybe it would be effective. So
cognitive versus emotional,
The wording here used in this article is cognitive empathy is the ability to recognize another person's thoughts and feelings. Affective is the ability to respond to those thoughts and feelings.
All right, we're going to continue here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom. That's 855 450 3733. And of course, you can join the discussion should you wish, or take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And you can dial toll free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about empathy, the conversation has gotten a little better, I think, at this point, because now we know there are two types of empathy that are acknowledged by people who study that sort
now
of
we
thing.
Just need to agree on what definitions are for these, because it seems as though all three of us have slightly different definitions.
Well, I don't have any definition. I just have what's in front of me, because I've never even heard these terms before.
Right, so you're reading a definition.
Yeah.
I'm reading a definition, and Melanie was reading a definition, and they're all slightly different.
Yeah. So the talk about emotional empathy versus cognitive empathy, we can continue that here in moments. But regardless of your ability to empathize, there is a great event coming up this summer. Well, I don't know how great it'll be, but it was fun last year, and it could very well be a good time again this year. ForkFest is happening in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. It's going to be June 14th through the 18th. Perfect excuse to come up, check out New Hampshire, check out the community of people that may very well be your neighbors if you decide to move here as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, this ongoing mass migration of libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, people who are coming to New Hampshire, and many of them getting active to work towards more freedom in our lifetime. Some of those folks will be at Rogers Campground from June 14th through the 18th, and you can join them there. It is a decentralized camping event, meaning that there's nobody who's in charge of ForkFest. So therefore, if there's something that you want to see happen, then you need to either convince somebody else to do it or do it yourself. Meaning, if you want speeches, then go ahead, get a PA system, put a stage together, or just sit on a picnic table or whatever. I mean, however you want to do it, you can go big production or you can go low-budget production. It is completely up to you what happens.
Whatever happened with, and I realize I'm putting you on the spot here, the rental of Pavilion.
Will had wanted to know about that, and since I had a phone number for the owner of the park, I figured I'd give a call. Plus, Will had, run up against the owner on some disagreements in the past. But I did get a call back from one of the managers there at the park today. However, I was not able to answer the call. So she gave me her cell phone number and
so phone tag.
We'll get in touch at some point. She did tell me that the owner had not given her a price yet, so it sounds like the price is arbitrary based on, you know, whatever the circumstances might be. So that's what I know right now about that. But don't, you know, wait on me. By all means, if you want to rent the Pavilion, then feel free. Jump.
I don't
want to
rent the damn thing. Yeah. I just know that that's something
that
you had mentioned previously.
I mean, personally, I feel like that's too much for the level of ForkFest. ForkFest is a brand new event. It seems like overkill to rent the entire Pavilion, but what the hell do I know? I mean, there might be hundreds of people that show up this year. Who knows? We're certainly talking about it earlier.
Right.
There's now a website. There was a website for Somalia Fest last year, and so I don't know what the content of the Somalia Fest site, because the name has sort of
There was
changed.
A website that didn't really have a lot of information.
And there's not a whole lot of information on the ForkFest website at forkfest.party, but it does link over to the forum where you can talk
there's
to
forums,
people.
There's discussions about things
there's
that
chats.
Are happening.
Yeah, so it links to the purpose of the website is to link to the places where the community is that's going to have this thing, that's going to make this happen. Because, again, it'll be up to the attendees to come up with what to do. You're already talking about throwing a party now, apparently. You got a whole bunch of booze.
Yeah,
so what's that going to be about?
Probably big old party.
During ForkFest.
Yes.
All right. Because there was a good party last year. Jim Babb and his family threw a party on the last night of ForkFest. And then, of course, there was also the rave party that happened in Bernie's dome tent where Will Coley from Call to Freedom was the DJ. So there were actually a couple good parties at ForkFest. And I dare say they might have been better than what was at ForkFest, but I don't know.
Also going to be some athletic events, Beer Mile.
That you're putting on.
That I'm putting on.
Are you putting on like a pentathlon or something like that?
Yeah. So five events total. Beer Mile is going to be one of them.
Yep.
And as far as the big old party, I went down to Holyoke on Saturday, which is in Mass, ran a 10K, and there was a group of people from one of the running clubs that I'm a member of. We rented a van, took it down. And we parked at the American Legion, and after the race, I had a drink at the American Legion. I thought I was buying a ticket for the 50-50 raffle, wound up buying tickets for the wheelbarrow full of booze. And then I also bought a 50-50 raffle ticket. I wound up not winning the 50-50 raffle. Somebody else from the running club won that. I won the wheelbarrow full of booze. And
so
then I did just like a rough
Did they give you the wheelbarrow, too, or just the booze?
They told me that the wheelbarrow was mine, but because I had somebody give me a ride down.
You didn't have room for it.
Instead of taking the farm truck, because I'm not taking a farm truck all the way to Mass.
Right.
We didn't have room for the wheelbarrow, but one of the guys that was sitting in the American Legion was like, I'll take the wheelbarrow if you don't.
It's useful.
All right, there you go, sitting outside. So just a rough estimate, probably like $300 worth of booze.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, then. So there you go. That's something else happening at Forkfest. Also, Jay Noon's getting married during Forkfest.
Yes.
That's going to be happening there, too. And, again, who knows what else people are going to come up with between now and then. I have no idea. If you do come up with something, I hope you'll post it on the forum. That's probably the best place, because then you can have individual threads about individual things that people want to see happen there. And if other people come up with other methods of communication, feel free, you know, add them, let us know about them, we'll throw them up on the website. Again, just because I'm, you know, an administration person on the website doesn't mean I'm in charge. Don't ask me questions. I don't know the answers. All I know is Forkfest is from June 14th through the 18th at Rogers Campground. Are there campsites available? I don't know. You'll have to contact Rogers Campground. There probably are, because that's like the 5 days prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is also happening at Rogers Campground.
And there are probably campsites available for that as well.
I suspect there would be, but don't wait. You know, the longer you wait, the less likely there are to be campsites available.
Right.
I don't think we're going to have a sellout problem with Forkfest, and I suspect that not even Porkfest will sell out either. But
right, because there are always RV sites available at the far back end.
The Porkfest has never filled Rogers Campground.
Correct,
and it's on a decline from its high of 1,700 attendees, which was several years ago. Although I've heard more people are coming to Porkfest this year than last year.
I know they sold more pre-sale tickets.
That's usually a good indicator that that there will be more in general. And so that may mean more people attending Forkfest as well, because some people are going to want to go to the festival that's more of a party than it is a family event. That was the sort of the fork that happened from Porkfest, and that then ended up becoming Shire Fest or Somalia Fest. People are going to call this different things.
Yes.
But we're calling it on the air Forkfest. Go to Forkfest. That's F-O-R-K. Forkfest.party to see more about that. So we were talking about empathy, emotional empathy versus cognitive empathy. The definitions from the stories that we're all looking at here seem to somewhat disagree. The story from TeliosLeaders.com, which is an article about leadership and empathy in that sort of role, talks about emotional empathy also being called effective empathy or primitive empathy, the subjective state resulting from emotional contagion, meaning that the emotion of the other person catches onto you and you are having that same emotion. They say this happens automatically and often unconsciously. And Melanie, you're saying that's what you think most people are talking about when they talk about empathy.
Right, because they're not talking about my ability to understand that the cop is sad and why. Nobody's saying I'm empathetic towards a cop because I understand that he's sad and I understand why.
Except that's pretty much what I was talking about earlier, but I didn't know there was a difference between cognitive and emotional empathy.
Right, but that would fit cognitive empathy.
Right.
Nobody's saying that's empathy.
Emotional empathy is...
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast Brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm, or you can call in on the on-air call-in line on Discord. In fact, that's where we're going to go here shortly. As we've been discussing empathy, and apparently the two different types of empathy, emotional and cognitive empathy, do also want to let you know about saveitpurse.com. That is where you can save up to 33% on the products that you're purchasing through Amazon. The catch is, there is a catch. You have to spend cryptocurrency like Bitcoin.
You mean I get to use my cryptos to buy things?
Yes. In fact, you should use your cryptocurrency to buy things, but I would recommend not tapping out of your cryptocurrency to do that. So if you're going to buy things on Save It Purse, go ahead and purchase the Bitcoin as well, you know, like in addition to. So whatever amount you spend, rebuy that Bitcoin, because you don't want to lose your crypto. But at the same time, you also don't want to miss out on these deals.
Right.
Because if you can save 20, if you can get cryptocurrency even at 5% over market cost, or 7%, even if you go to a Bitcoin vending machine and pay 10% or something like that, if you're getting 20, 25% off, 30% off over at Amazon, it's still worth it. And if you're getting your crypto for 1% over cost, like you can at exchanges like Coinbase, then, I mean, you're doing awesome.
Right.
In that particular case. So you really need to check out saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse. Saveitpurse.com. You get huge discounts. If you're patient, you know, like if you don't need something immediately, you can try for 33% off. I've been actually pretty fortunate. I've had most of the things I've said at 33% go within a week or so most of the time. But some things, it might take a few weeks at 33%. Yeah. If you want to get it soon, set it at 20%. It's almost always going to go within the first day or so on 20% off, from what I've seen. I can't make a guarantee.
Right.
It's all based on the marketplace and who wants to buy your Bitcoin at 20% above the market value. So go to saveitpurse.com. You can learn more about it there and get started. We've been using it, what, 3 years now or something like that?
A couple of years. Yeah. I'm looking at mine right now. I've done 77 transactions.
Damn. And how much have you saved?
Total savings, $728, but I'm not doing large purchases.
Still, that's $700 that you have now that you didn't have before because you went through SaveItPurse.com.
Right.
You could have spent that $700 if you'd wanted to just go to Amazon and buy it normally,
right.
But instead you saved probably on average, what, 20%, 25%, something like that?
Something, yeah, right around there.
That's usually where I'll shoot for. If I need something sooner, 20%, 25%.
Yeah, every now and then if I need something fast, I'll do that 5% instant.
All right, so SaveATPurse.com. Let's go to Anarchos. Anarchos? Anarchaos. There we go.
Anarchaos.
Hey, is this Stefan?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Stefan. What's on your mind? You're calling from Ohio tonight.
Yeah. I had a question that I'm going to post to you that I was
wondering. That would be the Commonwealth of Discord.
Yeah, the Commonwealth of Discord. See, this guy's got to figure it out. Anywho, my local pastor, because I am now a religious person, that's one of the changes. But
you're
anyway,
now a religious person. How recent is this conversion?
I want to say about a month ago.
And aren't you also now gay as well?
But pan-romantic.
Say that again?
Pan-romantic. I have no sexual interest at all. I just want somebody that makes me happy, regardless of what they are.
What's the difference between pan-romantic and asexual?
I honestly, you could probably describe me as asexual, but there are asexual people who still only seek romantic interests with, women or men in particular. Pan-romantic is basically, I don't care what you are, non-binary, male, female, whatever, if you love me, I'm all over you.
Okay, all right. Pan-romantic, that's a new term for me. I had not heard that
yeah,
one before.
Yeah, I've never heard that one either.
The pan suffix, prefix, pan prefix, does that mean without?
Man, all.
All, okay, gotcha. So A being
you're the panentheist. You're the one that uses the pan prefix. You should know what it means.
Yeah, good point.
And it has nothing to do with cooking.
Got it. Thanks for clarifying.
Anyway, yeah, one of the two churches I'm part of, my pastor actually proudly calls himself an anarchist, but I actually have to wonder, is it really possible for somebody that believes in the laws of God to be truly, to truly be an anarchist? Because doesn't anarchy mean without rule?
No, anarchy means without rulers. And there are actually a good many Christians that are anarchists. There's actually a podcast fairly new on the Pax Libertas Productions network called the Anarcho-Christian Podcast. I've only listened to like the brief little trailer that Roger Paxton wound up releasing, but it definitely is a different take. And the way I look at it, and I don't necessarily use the term Christian to describe my beliefs anymore, but I think that one can live their life without wanting human rulers, but then voluntarily submit to a higher authority.
I was about to ask that, because what confused me is if anarchy is without rulers, then wouldn't God be the ruler of your life?
Well, it depends on what... I mean, it depends on what God, which not in a kind of smart alecky way, but it does depend on your beliefs there. So my fiance is a Christian, and if he wasn't
an atheist.
Yeah, and if he wasn't an anarchist, I wouldn't be with him. So there are some people who say, well, it can just be no rulers in this life.
Mm.
But then if you believe in some God who is not violating the non-aggression principle, then that's all you need to be an anarchist. So
no gods in this life. Well, wouldn't that go against, a Christian or a Muslim, because they do live by the rules of God in this current life?
But the word anarchy doesn't say
no
God.
No
it
rulers.
Says no ruler. And again, the people that I know that are, what traditionally would be referred to as religious, they look at it as no earthly rulers.
Mm.
And the only ruler they have is one that they are voluntarily submitting themselves to.
Well, and it's also possible to worship a God who you think just doesn't violate the non-aggression principle. That's what my fiancé does. He doesn't think that God sends people to hell. He thinks that God gives us more of what a regular person would call suggestions, like if you do these things, your life will be better, which anybody can do. They don't have to be a god or a king or whatever. And I think that Ian also believes in a god who doesn't violate the NAP.
Well, I mean, the pantheistic God is not a separate thing. It's just everything is together. Everything is God. And so that's why I was confused by your definition of pan-romantic. It sounded to me like you were against romance, but you're...
No, so I've heard the term pansexual, which is, you know, willing to be sexually interested in anyone that is consenting without regard for gender, sex, etc. So when he used the term panromantic, I kind of had an idea of what it meant, but I wasn't entirely positive.
So you are not against romance, are you?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all.
You're willing to be romantic with anyone, no matter what their sexual orientation, gender, that kind of thing.
Yeah, my boyfriend is a trans man, so I'm definitely open to all ideas.
Okay, got it. All right, so where else were we going here, Stefan?
Well, I was just looking for your perspective, and I guess I have it now, because, you know, without rulers, it doesn't matter if they're earthly or not. I think God would definitely constitute as a ruler. I mean, if you believe that God created the heavens and the earth and everything around us and has set, you know, rules rather than suggestions, because scripture is quite clear that they're rules and not just suggestions, that would be a ruler. And I would
think you make a strong argument there. I think that the Christian who is saying, well, I'm consenting to this rule, you're still consenting to a ruler, right? You've agreed to be ruled by this deity.
Well, not necessarily.
Right? It's like migration, almost.
Yeah,
like
so
you're consenting to be a part of it.
Traditional Christians are what people think of when they talk about Christians in the U.S., kind of worship a god who, I mean, I guess it depends on what region you're in, maybe, but the ones I knew, at least in the South, they worship a god who, if you didn't go sing at him once
help.
A week, he would burn you in a fire forever.
Yeah, that's a threatening
god. That's a NAP violation. So you could make the argument that those people can't be anarchists. But if you believe in some other type of a god, there's no reason why you can't also be an anarchist.
Where the greatest commandment is love your neighbor.
Thank you, NR Chaos, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 here. It's Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We got enough time for you if you join us right now. The number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We were talking about empathy earlier in the show here tonight. Also, Trump wanting death sentences for drug dealers. But there's just a little bit more here I thought might be worth sharing. From the story over at TeliusLeaders.com about the difference between emotional and cognitive empathy. Some researchers have rejected emotional and cognitive empathy as distinctly separate forms of empathy. So not even, you know, the experts agree that these things exist. They argue instead that true empathy integrates both. However, recent research, and he does have citations for these, recent research into empathy has found the human brain responds differently when either cognitive or emotional empathy is activated. In emotional empathy, the thalamus and the limbic areas involved in the processing of emotions are aroused, as well as the mirror neuron system. Other areas of arousal are cortical areas involved in the face and body perception and the premotor cortex, which links to the spinal cord and is believed to be involved in the direct control of physical behavior and is one part of the mirror neuron system. Emotional empathy increases brain activity in the same areas cognitive empathy does, but cognitive empathy activates areas in the prefrontal cortex involved in language and processing of semantic content, or meaning more strongly than the emotional empathy does. Finally, cognitive empathy is a more conscious, deliberate, and abstract process involving higher levels of abstraction, but is no less important. When we look at emotional and cognitive empathy through the lens of emotional and social intelligence competencies, we see that developing cognitive empathy skills is linked to self and social awareness, while developing self-management and relationship management competencies is linked to emotional empathy. This is particularly true with regard to negative emotions. Cognitive empathy is deliberate. It's a skill that everyone at work can learn and needs to use. Emotional empathy is automatic, he says, although I would say that it probably doesn't happen to Melanie. Automatic.
It's automatic for the people that have the gene.
Ah, now tell me about that.
Yeah, so there was some studies done by, published in the Translational Psychiatry Journal, scientists from 23andMe, University of Cambridge, and University of Paris, Diderot, that looked into whether or not empathy might be genetic. They wound up doing what is referred to as a genome-wide association study, analyzing genetic data of 46,000 customers at 23andMe. Researchers also had study participants complete a survey known as the empathy quotient, often used to measure both cognitive and affective empathy. It's the largest genetic study of empathy to date. The article here says the study is exciting because it confirms that there does appear to be a genetic link to empathy, as earlier studies of the behavior of twins has suggested. It found that more empathetic people had certain genes in common, but the study was not large enough to pin down which genes play a role.
Huh. So it was called the empathy quotient?
The empathy quotient was the survey.
The survey.
On 20, so if you
have
ever
had a, available for public use.
Yeah, if you have ever had a 23andMe, and sometimes it'll ask, do you want to fill out a survey?
Mm-hmm.
And you can wind up doing surveys, and then they'll use that when they do these sorts of gene things,
or when they send the cops to your house, or for any other reasons.
I'm curious, Melanie, since we're talking still about empathy, have you ever cried or teared up during a movie?
Old Yeller.
Not when I
the
wasn't.
The little boy's got to shoot the dog, Forrest Gump.
Not when I wasn't, switching meds or something like that.
So you're Bambi. Saying there have been times when you've been on medications or getting off of medications where you believe that you were more susceptible to feeling emotion and normally while watching a movie. Do you laugh during movies?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
What is love?
Love is when you value someone equal to or greater than yourself. Which is why love is not an emotion. Infatuation is an emotion. Like is an emotion.
That's interesting. All right, let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting conversation. I just want to add that my father has bipolar, and it's genetic, and I have bipolar, but I called in to talk today about...
What does bipolar have to do with what we were talking about?
Genetic. Mental illness, personality, it's all genetic.
Oh, you're saying, okay.
Empathy is genetic, bipolar is genetic, so therefore self-driving cars.
Did you hear about what happened with the self-driving car, Sarah, since you're very concerned?
You know, it's something I just want to mention that I feel that the marketing company is pretty much honest so far. My dealings.
What company?
The network, the galactose molecule.
Oh, the pyramid scheme that you're in.
She's in a network marketing company. It may or may not be a pyramid scheme. I haven't looked into it because we don't really know the name of the company. We don't really need
those
to know.
Those are pretty synonymous, though, so...
Well, I mean, certainly there's a lot of them out there. There's no doubt about that. But you know what? You
there call are in pyramids, but it's not necessarily a scheme.
You call in a lot, though, Sarah, about the self-driving cars, and you're a big fan of those, right?
Look, I want to talk about the network marketing. How come you always what you guys want to talk about?
Well, because you call in about the network marketing thing all the time.
You just said that. No. You just said you thought they were honest with you. That's what you wanted to say, right? What else did you want to say?
Well, it seems so far they're an honest company because they charge no enrollment fee, and you can do everything over the phone, no paperwork involved. You can cancel just by calling the company.
Mm-hmm.
So far, they've been pretty. It sounds like a very honest company from my dealings with them so far.
Well, good for you. There's a bunch of honest companies out there. I'm glad you found one of them. So there you go. Now you've told us about your honest company that you're happy with. We want to talk about to you because you call this show every single night, basically. And frequently, one of the topics that you bring up is self-driving cars. And Daryl found a news story today, and he thought about you, Sarah, when he found this news story. So we want to share this with you. If you don't want to listen, you can just hang up. But, Daryl, go ahead and share the story.
Uber self-driving car hit and killed a woman crossing the street in Arizona. marks the first fatality caused by an autonomous vehicle. And
it won't be the last.
Reuters says it's a potential blow to the technology expected to transform transportation.
But we knew this was coming, right? I mean, it was only a matter of time. The more of these cars there are on the road, the more likely somebody's going to run out in front of one of them.
Right. And the specifics of this, Elaine Herzberg was walking her bicycle outside of the crosswalk on the four-lane road in Tempe. So she was crossing the street, but not in the designated crosswalk.
Yeah.
So now the question is, who's at fault, the car or the woman?
Well, Sarah? Clearly the car. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
What? Sarah, who's at fault, the car or the woman?
You know what? It's all, right now the self-driving cars are pretty new, so it does have to get a lot of kinks out.
But you keep advocating for them.
Well, I mean, it's beginning. There's going to be always stuff that they have to work out.
Yeah, I agree.
You haven't been advocating researching them. You've been advocating having them, and those are two very different things.
Well, I mean, they're here. She's in favor of them. There's nothing wrong with being in favor of the idea of self-driving cars. I mean, it's technology that's coming.
Right, but when you're advocating for there should be a law that everybody has a self-driving car.
Oh, that's a problem. Yeah, I wasn't saying that. Sarah, are you saying there ought to be a law that everybody should have one of these things?
Well, pretty soon it's all going to be that way. But the thing is, what I'm saying is New Mexico, our state, okay, California rejected them.
You did want to talk about this.
Well, our state welcomed them. It's a good thing because, I mean, we have so many people getting killed by cars as it is. So
right, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, right, Sarah?
Yep, run over a couple of homeless people that aren't in the crosswalk, and then everybody gets a self-driving car.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Appreciate it.
Step three, profit.
Look, I mean, this is coming, but we also, self-driving cars are coming, and we knew there was going to be a fatality at some point.
Right.
It's just, you know, this isn't a setback because everybody in the industry knew somebody was going to have, this was going to happen to some company. It happens to be Uber, apparently, that it happened to. Whichever company has the most cars on the road is likely the company that's going to have the first fatality, in this particular area. And it's terrible. There's no doubt about it. I would like to hear a little bit more about what the circumstances were. I mean, we may not be able to know because maybe there were no witnesses.
Again, it says that she was walking her bicycle outside of the crosswalk when she was struck by the car about 10 p.m. Sunday night. NTSB is investigating, and there's a lengthy article that I'll post on the Facebook and Twitter.
It's not going to be the first time. It's not going to be the last time. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive. Don't forget the Discord, discord.lrn.
Not attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.